I'm looking at all of the messages that we got from the book reports. Let's just say this one is the funniest out of the 941. I missed Davi's report, but I'm sure it was better than Meredith.
Hey!
813 says Meredith gets an A plus plus plus.
Wow. Thank you.
Right after that, out of the 813, Meredith fails for sure. Or now this one, this person had like some really good specifics on here. Meredith wins hands down. Send me my man's number. Davi gets an A minus for a great format and detail his essay, but a minus for the racist ass background music.
Oh, man, I love the music.
This one says Orlando gets a C. It sounded like he paid somebody to do the book report and he just read it, which may be true. Meredith gets a B. I learned bare minimum baseball facts about him, but he sounds dreamy. And Davi got an A, creative and informative, sounded like he really put thought into it. This is funny. You let Tyler know I'm 26 and I have a baby. He don't need to be their daddy, only mine.
Oh, man.
A plus plus for Meredith.
Oh, thank you very much.
And they'll be up on wow941.com in a couple hours.
Yeah. All right, we'll get those up, thrown up. All right, it's time to us playing the game. It's time to play. Shall we do it? Shall we do it?
Let's all go to court.
Welcome to Total TMI about Orlando and the Freak Show. Let's play Plead the Fifth.
Plead the Fifth.
Call or text 888-429-0941 with your questions.
Let's go make some law now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Some law. I say we go to court.
Hooked up by 1-800-ASK-ARY. Now, who's taking the stand?
Well, the songbird herself.
Oh, Lord.
Meredith is taking the stand.
Yes.
She has three questions from the audience, three questions from us, and she gets one pass and one boomerang. Meredith.
Yes.
You are up.
By the way, I never said I could sing. Okay.
That's true.
Oh, we know.
Ever.
That's true.
Listen, I never, I'm not like that.
You sang that song, girl. You sang that song. All right, Buck, what's your question for Meredith?
All right, Meredith, if the season finale of your favorite show on Netflix was about to air and you have no way to go back, record it, and watch it, it's like a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Anthony wants some sexy time. What would you pick?
Probably the television show that's about to end.
That is so not romantic.
No, it's not, but he could wait a little bit because I've been waiting, I've been invested in this television show for 8 seasons, let's say, and it's finally out and I can finally watch this. Yeah, I'm going to sit down.
So disappointing.
So wrong.
All right. So Meredith, mine is a choice. And unfortunately, and this is why Anthony hates Monday mornings, because it includes him as well.
Oh, God.
If you had to choose, and you have to choose, between sucking Anthony's toe.
Oh,
man.
I mean, good, too. Like, all up in the middle. Like,
it's bone. Man.
Like, it's getting the marrow out of there.
Oh, God.
If you had to choose between sucking Anthony's toes or emptying his bedpan.
Oh, wow.
Which one would you do?
Well, since I have a 4-month-old in the house and I'm dealing with enough number twos and all diapers, I'm definitely going to pick sucking those toes, baby.
Really?
Day. Yeah, of course.
You would empty a bedpan over sucking your man's toes?
No, I'm picking sucking toes over the bedpan.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Because a lot of people don't know this about Anthony, but he's got some real pretty feet.
Really?
Got a nice arch on him. Yeah, they're very nice looking. And, you know, that's probably a secret I should have just kept to myself. But they're very pretty. I have never sucked on them.
You got everybody at the gym going to be looking at them like, yo, pretty feet.
Right. But if I had to suck on somebody's toes, yeah, they're not like Fred Flintstone feet at all. They're quite the opposite.
So why don't you do that?
Oh, my God. I'd get kicked in the face. Accidentally.
He might like it, though.
He'd be like, whoa, boosh. Yeah, he's not about that life
at all.
Mm-hmm. But pretty feet.
Okay, Meredith, my question, I'm going to leave it vague and open-ended, and I'm kind of happy that you still have the plead because you might want to use this. Meredith, how are you feeling about this presidential election? Any favorites? Any predictions?
Oh, man. Any favorites? Honestly, both of them really bother me. Can we just throw that out there? And I'm tired of seeing all the advertisements on both sides. I think everybody's kind of feeling the same way. Just, I can't wait for it to be over. Like, are you asking me who I'm voting for?
Any favorites, any predictions?
I don't know. There's stuff that comes out every single day. Sometimes I lean more left. Sometimes I lean more right. Okay. So it's just kind of different every single day, especially when we have conversations in here off air. We'll be talking about, I don't know, Hunter's laptop that was just found with the crack pipe hanging out of his mouth. And then, you know, a couple weeks before.
Imagine.
Yeah. those are him. Yeah. But then Trump's interrupting Biden, you know, in the debate, which is so annoying because you're the president of the United States. It's very, both sides annoy me. So I'll just say that.
Okay. All right. Right, that, you got three down, and you still have a pass. Now we got your calls, 888-429-0941. What do we have?
Meredith, if you had one hall pass and Anthony was totally fine with it, who would you use it on?
Well, it'd probably be, obviously, a celebrity.
It would probably be the person she just did the book report on.
Tyler Glasnow.
Told us all of the nastiness.
I'd go super famous, though. Like, super duper famous. Let's see here. Maybe, I'm going to pick, let's see, maybe like a Chris Hemsworth or... let's see. Yeah, I'll pick Chris Hemsworth. Thor.
Okay, yeah, he got a hammer.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, let's see here. You have one that says, Meredith, if you could change one body part on your husband's body, what would it be?
A body part? Let's see here.
You can make it better.
What
would you make Mo better?
Mo better. Let's see here. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
What?
I don't want to go home and then have to explain something.
Really?
Yeah, or have make somebody.
I plead the fifth.
Exactly, feels the way.
I plead the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four, fifth.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, there's nothing that obviously just immediately comes to my mind,
right,
and
sure,
I also don't want anybody feeling some type of way in my house.
Now, did you also think that if you answered that, he would have the right to answer it about you?
Probably, but he wouldn't because he loved me, so he wouldn't.
Wow.
He's a smart man.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. You've used that up. You got one more question coming in.
Out the 863, Meredith, if you could go back in time and change one thing about your life, what would it be and why?
One thing about my life... Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a couple of things. I know a lot of people go, I don't have any regrets. You know what I mean? Which is silly because we all regret a little bit of something. Probably how I handled a situation, maybe with a breakup. Everything has been pretty planned out and thought out with... Oh, you know what? I know what it is. The relationship between my mother and I when I left home and left high school to go to college. And she left to go up to Charlotte. And then we didn't talk for like almost a year. So that was kind of a break in the relationship, and I didn't handle it right. She definitely didn't handle it right either. So I would go back in time and, you know, talk about it, sit down and talk about it so we could have a better relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's 3-3 and you still got a boomerang to use.
I like that question personally about for you guys.
Which one?
The last one about, is there anything, you know, you handled wrong or something you like to change in your life in the past?
It says, if you could go back in time and change one thing in your life, what would it be and why?
Change one thing.
Yeah.
I got something.
What you got?
I got something. So back in the day, I had about $5,000 and I spent all of it on putting stereo equipment in my SUV. In high school, like I put, you know, like 412s in the back and like I was bumping. If I could go back, I'd probably tell Buck, invest in some stocks or something. You don't need all that bass.
If I didn't do, I don't regret much. I mean, it's kind of a tie. There's two things, maybe three. I mean, I don't know. You got one?
I have two things that I'm wrestling. One was I was really like when I was in high school, I had like a clique of friends that I didn't really go outside of, and I wish I would have made more friends with just more people and not been so like inclusive. But Bucks had me thinking a few years ago, I was really, really heavy into cryptocurrency and I ran up an exorbitant amount of money. I had a ton of cash in this account and I got greedy and I waited a little too long to cash out. I did really well. I did way better than I ever imagined to, but it could have been like, it could have been a life-changing sum of money. Mm. So I got greedy with that. I would switch that back up.
I mean, I would probably take credit seriously. Because when I was in college, I learned that Spike Lee made his first movie bouncing credit card budgets. And I tried to do that, and my pops like bailed me out and told me don't do it again. And then I didn't know a lot about college credit when I was in college, and so that kind of like bogged me down when I was getting out of school. This was what I was wrestling with, because there was like a 4 month period of about like, what was it? Maybe like 2000 to 2001, like a 4 month period through the summer where I tried ecstasy.
Ooh.
And once I saw the MTV thing about what it does to your brain, I like stopped because I was like, yo, like that's crazy. And I still think that, wow, that could have been something. Because I don't need to try everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, it was a cool summer or whatever. But I'm kind of mad at myself that I can't say that I didn't partake in it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm good with what I got. But I just, you know, I'm kind of mad at myself for going down that thing and messing with somebody's brain.
It essentially makes black holes in your brain.
Big time holes. Mm-hmm. Like they showed like a 16-year-old's like brain who was doing it, and then showed like an 85-year-old lady who's like Alzheimer's.
Yep,
and they
exactly.
were like the same. Mm-hmm. And right there, I was like, yeah, it's a wrap, mm-hmm. you know, and I quit. But I was like, yo, I did that for like a couple months, and I was really, really like, it still embarrasses me when people are like, yo, what have you tried? I'm like, nothing. Well, yeah, well, there was 4 months and damn.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt that's one of those embarrassing things where I'm like, yo, that should have been a better
lesson. Still a lesson, though.
Yeah. So, all right, wow, that's a wrap.
All right.
Yeah. All right, plead the fifth is done. Meredith, you have cleared your question.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.